time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm in a good mood this morning, Tony. A little maybe fog outside, but hey, come on, we're ready to go.
It's yeah, it is a little foggy outside, especially in the out county areas. I want to talk to you. It seems like so much negative has been going on about people's behavior between one another, especially when we look at the National Football League and the Ray Rice case, in which the video was released where he punched his wife out, knocked her out, and dragged her out of an elevator like she was a slab of beef. And now we have the Adrian Peterson case, a guy that was pretty quiet. But if you follow the NFL, you knew that there were some challenges there that he had with his family when he was growing up. It has come to light that two of his children have been spanked, one with a switch, which was made from a tree branch. And the photos from the injuries to both these children have been released. This is a tough thing for me to talk about because as I was growing up, I had a stepfather who believed in corporal punishment. And there were times that with a belt or a switch or whatever he could find, my body would be laced with welts and bruises and I'd be beaten until I was bloodied. And I always wondered how someone could behave that way, Dr. Braccio.
Well, I think that's really extreme, Tony, and I think that's pretty horrible. And I think certainly contrary to standards when you were growing up and now what we'd call reasonable for a community, for an area. But my feeling on parenting is certainly a little swat on the butt or a little wake-up call, that type thing, a little different than literally beating somebody, and I think the wounds that can come from that can be pretty devastating, particularly in a world where that isn't even the norm. I mean, this is nothing. Most people are trying to use timeouts, are trying to use taking away of things from persons, privileges, activities, and trying to use communication. We're really in a different world now. And I think that was abuse in your case, and it would be in by any standard, Tony, if we're using the example you're giving. In this particular case, if we're talking about the Adrian Peterson, I think clearly he went overboard with the one child in terms of breaking the skin, I believe. That's what I've read anyway, and beating the person with a switch. I just think in this day and age that there are methods that are more successful, and we run the risk of recreating the same person generation after generation. There's people saying, well, I was beaten, so now it's my turn to go out and beat someone, and I'm doing it for their own good. And I think a person can believe that. But I think as a whole, we need to really be working on not creating more bullies and not putting marks on people and the carrying with them potential even scars, and just have to work on being reasonable. Now, that doesn't mean that a good swat on the butt every now and then cannot make a point when it's not something done all the time, and it can certainly just make an example of when someone's angry or upset, maybe that's the word. But another general rule is when you're really angry and out of control yourself, that's the worst time to be out hitting somebody because you're very apt to go overboard and do more than you ever would. Now, back on the Peterson case, he claims this is how he was raised, that he claims these were some of the norms when he was growing up in Texas, and they worked for him. He's worried about his children going the wrong way. Well, I think with all of that being said, I do believe we're at a time where other methods, more effective methods, can be, certainly can be used. And I know there'd be people that would argue with me on that, but I haven't seen that kids that are in this day and age that are being beaten, if you will, or parents that say they think that's a better method, that kids like that are going to be coming out any better. And I would even argue things would be much worse. And we're also in a case where you have protective services involved. And I've had to call myself as a mental health worker when there is clear physical abuse. But it's one of those things where you're dealing with parental control, societal control. I just think it's a reasonable thing that we don't go out beating people with switches and belts and sticks and things like that. In this day and age, it's not as an extreme, but like even cutting off a hand for stealing something. We don't do those things, and I think severe beatings and things, those are something left to the past.
Dr. Bradshaw, I've got about a minute and a half, and I want to ask you about the kids. What do you do to help the kids heal from something like this?
Well, see, it's the thing that if the kids, if this has been the standard they've grown up with, they probably accept this as the way it is, okay? But let's work under the assumption for those kids that it really does carry with them feelings of violence, feelings of great fear, low self-esteem. I think we have to then talk to the children. We have to work with the families. We have to really try to let the person know that they may have done something wrong, but certainly we're not worthy of a beating. In fact, that's even a good question for you, Tony, because you seem to have a good self-esteem and seem to really have feelings for children and people. But the person needs support from those around them, and they need to be working on themselves all the time, because ultimately the person you talk to is yourself, and as you get older, you have to develop strength and recognize that if, when the person's bigger and has taken advantage of you, or really when they're angry and hurt you in a very negative or inappropriate way, when really inappropriate, that is when the person has to learn that they're okay, and then they move forward in their lives. Otherwise, they'll carry low self-esteem, anger, and they can very well be out hitting and beating up people and bullying people because they feel, one, that's the thing to do, and it's a way for them to get some of the anger and frustration they have off. We want to make sure we're not dealing with just swat on the butt and just saying behave in a certain way. We're talking about physical abuse, and when that happens, we all need, as a family, a team, community to really come together and help the victims.
Thanks, Dr. Bracciolo.
Always a pleasure, Tony.